Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. It is time now for the C-Note, Cowboys News of the Evening. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. As England leads Croatia 1-0, 27th minute, I guess they're getting ready for a hydration break, if they haven't taken it already. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Okay, first item of business here in your Cowboys news. And the shocking nugget I unearthed on the Rams last night. They have the most expensive offense of all time, $17 million more than the second-place team, $41 million more than any team last year. Stafford's cap hit is $48 million. That's the biggest cap hit for any quarterback. They added McDuffie, Watson, and Myles Garrett, three of the best defensive players who switched teams in 2026, two of the best defensive players in the entire league. And I say all that to say, you know, that's how you win a championship right there. Rams are showing you how it's done. And as optimistic as it is to see some of these things playing out in practice, as much as I like hearing Christian Parker and Clayton Adams say, hey, you know, and Shoddy making the goal of the Super Bowl, you're going to have a year where one of your NFC rivals isn't doing this. There are, what, three teams in the NFC? Two teams in the NFC? The Eagles and Rams, maybe the 49ers. Mm-hmm. I think the Seahawks and your guy John Schneider are a little bit different case. They're like coaching and scouting and team building better without really manipulating the salary cap to the extent of what the Rams and the Eagles are doing.
The Bucks. The Bucks have done this too.
Yeah. The Bucks have been a team that has done that.
They really went all in around Tom Brady.
They did. Yeah.
You know, the Saints used to with Sean Payton. But you're going to have a year like this lineup where everything the Cowboys are doing is heading in the right direction, and it's going to be a year where a team with significant flaws gets it done. Right now, I don't know what you guys would think about a Rams-Cowboys matchup in the playoffs, but that seems like an 8-point spread, something like that to me.
Well, we can go look at what their regular season spread is. I think it's Rams by at least 5.5. I'll take a look.
So are you with me on that? That whatever optimism you have about the Cowboys' success in 2026, it's probably tempered by the fact that your front office and your ownership group are getting kind of worked when it comes to the commitment that it takes when it comes to team building. They haven't won bleep, Gavin, says the 469. Who are you talking about, the Rams?
Probably.
I mean, they won one 5 years ago,
yeah,
and now they're back with a completely different team other than Matthew Stafford again.
NFC Championship game last year?
Yeah.
And they were very close to winning it.
So I'm just waiting for somebody at the Cowboys, and this is what got me excited when it came to bust the budget. So, you know, there are 11 of the top 100 left from NFL.com's list of free agency, and I think several of these guys could help the Cowboys. And if your GM was Les Snead and your owner was Kroenke, they would look at this roster along with Sean McVay, Brian Schottenheimer. I think Shoddy's great, and they would say, guys, we have some very significant shortcomings here. You know, if we're going to be serious about the things that you're saying up there at the press conference, we need players. You know, and I guess nobody has flopped at minicamp yet, and their crew of young players might all show up in Oxnard and be like, hey, we're here and we're going to be amazing. But, I mean, there's three good edge players, Clowney, Kyle Van Noy, Joey Bosa. Agree with Wolchuk on this one. Seems like a Cowboy type of move. Go get one of those guys.
And Von Miller, right?
Yeah, and Von Miller. You're depending on Lawrence Ezeraku, Sam Williams?
Gary.
Yeah, I mean, and Rashawn Gary's a nice player. I would say a real contender would have like three Rashawn Gary's.
Right.
At least two Rashawn Gary's.
I mean, you kind of saw, at your point last year with Seattle, you know, it's all about having that rotation and keeping these guys healthy. And I like Malachi Lawrence a lot. I do think it's probably unfair to expect him to have a giant role as a rookie. If he doesn't, then hell yes. But going into the season, I think you're right with the premise that like these real contending teams are probably going to have their roster good enough to where they could ease a player like that in.
And I hope over this summer, like they're looking at this portion of free agency and saying we can add significant players here, and this is going to be our version of busting the budget or our version of going all in, and you could do some serious work. But yes, to your point, if your idea is going to be we're going to let Micah Parsons go because we're going to win with quantity, we're going to have like five pass rushers who are a 6.5 out of 10, then you need to go get a couple of more of those kinds of guys, especially on the edge. You have Taylor Decker, market value $20 million. You'd have to void years, obviously. You only have $13 million in cap space. You have Darren Waller, was very good at scoring touchdowns last year, was sufficient helping pass protection, not that great of a run blocker from what I can tell, but Span Ford should give you enough of that. They don't need a wide receiver, but Debo and Stephon Diggs are out there still. I don't want to make a case that they should be going after those guys because I love what they have at wide receiver, but those were the other two of the 11 free agents on NFL.com's top 100 list. So, you know, this goes to, as Oxnard approaches, how much are you going to allow yourself to buy in, Brian?
I very much interested in buying in. But I was interested in buying in, and I do appreciate what you did to try and walk me through the tackle thing. I think there's questions there. I think there's questions, you know, about the edge. It looks like to me, just watching practice, that they're thinking that they're going to do a lot more with Lawrence at that right end spot. You know, I know Ezra Rock, when we get into it here in a little bit, from my eyes from the camp. But yeah, it looks like to me that they really, really do want to see what they have from Lawrence to be that guy. I just personally feel like the linebacker's the spot. I feel like that's the spot where
Wagner
I would look.
And Okereke.
Yeah. Because they're looking at this right now is they're it's the Mike linebacker keeps getting switched out. You know, it's the rotation's not on the other side.
Yeah.
It's on at Mike linebacker. And I don't know really how much confidence they have. You know, we're seeing a little bit more with James. He gets some opportunity, though, but Barham has got a lot of opportunity today to be that guy. So maybe they don't feel as bad about the Mike linebacker position as I do.
I mean, Mike linebacker, tackle, corner, edge. It's like, are we really trying to talk ourselves into this team being as good as the Rams? And before they went and got Myles Garrett.
Yeah. But they're not as good as the Rams.
No, they're on another tier.
They're not. The Rams is a great way to try and build your team.
Yeah,
because you're absolutely right. That the commitment that they made, the trades or the signings that they made, that
go big. Yeah,
go big.
Otherwise, you gotta wait until, like, the Knicks just won a championship. Hey, great! They knocked out the Thunder for you. You didn't have to beat any teams that would have won a single series.
Yeah.
In this NBA 15 years ago.
Yeah,
great, you won a championship. Right. Can that happen to the Cowboys? Why not?
We can hope.
Yeah. I mean, it can, but it won't be this year. And 3 or 4 years ago when I messed up and said the only way you're going to win the NFC this year is if Christian McCaffrey gets hurt.
Yeah.
The same thing applies. You know, can you get Matthew Stafford to not be amazing at 37 years old or whatever he is in one way or another? I mean, Aaron Donald might come back and just make it that much more of a ridiculous idea. So please, Cowboys, prove to me that you're not just running this thing like a business, like you actually believe you could win the Super Bowl. But I'm going to need to see quite a few new players, I think, coming in. It's kind of pipe dreamy for all of these young players to be good enough. Like, even Revel by himself, that would be like an amazing discovery at training camp. Holy cow, we got this guy in Revel who's a great corner. But you're hoping that happens at edge, and role player linebackers can be starters and do a great job. Like, if I'm Shoddy right now, I'm like, man, we're up here kind of parroting the Joneses' perspective. I need more honesty to the Joneses. I don't need enabling the Joneses with my coordinators coming up here and spinning pipe dreams that we're contenders. You can look at the rosters yourself. There's probably a 3 or 4 player gap as far as the good players the real contenders have compared to you. I think I got them at 8 or 9. You got to get to 12 or 13. Todd Archer writing the headline for ESPN. Some good stuff in here that hasn't been reported yet. But he's asking what Cowboys can expect from Brian Schottenheimer in year 2. Apparently, Shoddy had dinner with like 40 players. which is pretty cool. I guess he likes to take him out to dinner. Maybe even misses Schottenheimer's along for the ride and hits him with a challenging question.
Oh, what a goal!
We got an equalizer. It's
1-1,
36 minutes.
You made a good point, Dawson, though, about Mrs. Schottenheimer being part of it, though.
Is that, yeah.
I was listening.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
It was just a lightning bolt from outside the 18 yard line.
Did our guy Moussa get it?
Dang.
Who got it?
I don't think it was Moussa.
It was a shot, though. It was a lightning bolt. Let's see. Replay coming up.
Okay. From, bouncing. Oh, no. Cutback. Oh, with a drop off into the. Okay. All right. Little deflection. Into the far side netting.
Lightning bolt. Martin Batarina.
It's 1-1.
Second.
All right. Shoddy, you can read it from Archer. We got to run. We got Krusty's Corners coming up next. Brought to you by Greystone Roofing. Where are you taking it, dude?
Yeah, I tell you what. It's day two. I'm your eyes at OTAs. We'll do that next.